After about the past 6 months, we're finally going to finish the book of 1 Timothy.
在过去的五个月以后，我们终于要学完提摩太前书了。And
it's interesting how Paul chooses to end this book.
很有意思的是，保罗他怎么样来结束这本书的。
You remember that he's writing to a young pastor.
提醒你，你知道他是在写信给一个年轻的牧师。
Timothy was the man that Paul himself had trained.
提摩太是保罗他自己亲自训练出来的。
And now Timothy was really left to pastor the church in the city of Ephesus.
现在提摩太被派到以弗所这个教会。
And the thing that Paul wants Timothy to remember out of everything that he says,
保罗向提摩太记住的就是他所教的所有东西里面。
Is throughout this last chapter, he begins to lay out how a Christian ought to feel about the money that he has.
在这边，这最后这里，他是说一个基督徒应该怎么样看待他的钱财。
And we've already looked at the fact that one of the worst kinds of people is the person who thinks that gain is godliness.
我们看到最差、最糟糕的一种情形，就是说那些人他们觉得得到东西就是金钱，金钱是为了得利。
But what Paul does is he turns the tables on that concept and he says, no, godliness with contentment is gain.
但是保罗他把它转过来说是金钱加上知足的心便是大利了。
To put it in the equivalent of modern day terms, money does not buy godliness.
用现在的话说就是钱不能买到金钱。
We've heard it said that money does not buy happiness, but now we also know that money does not buy godliness.
我们知道钱不能买来幸福，我们现在我们也知道钱不能买来金钱。
But to those who do have money,
但是对那些确实有钱的富足的人,
he ends this chapter by discussing how they are supposed to view their own wealth.
他在结束这本书的时候, 他告诉他们应该怎么样看待自己的钱财。
And he begins by saying, as for the rich in this present age,
他开始他说, 你要祝福那些今世富足的人。
And really, in order to understand in our present contemporary world this concept of rich versus poor, how do we understand the nature of poverty?
我们看到我们今天中间的富足和贫穷，我们怎么样来知道贫穷它的本质是什么？
One recent statistic said that 80% of the world lives on less than $10 a day.
我们最近的一些统计告诉我们，有80%的人是过在贫困现象的。
In the United States, the present federal U.S. poverty rate for a family of four is $22,000.
对美国的家庭，有四个人的一个家庭来说，他的贫困线是在他的收入是在22,050块左右以下。
In China, the poverty rate applies to anyone who makes less than $1.25 a day.
在中国，一个人如果他一天的收入是在1.25块以下的美元，他是被扣。 认为是在贫困线以下,
which happens to be 2.8% of the population.
大概有人口的2.8%.
And I give these statistics to really demonstrate one point.
我给出这些统计数据是要说明一点,
that most of the people sitting in this room,
很多在这个房间里面坐着的人,
can really be considered rich in the standards of the world.
按世界的标准应该是被认为是有富足的。
Most of the people in this room have jobs.
大部分的人在这个房间里都有工作。
They have decent incomes.
有不错的收入。
They have excellent education.
有很好的教育。
Most of the people here own houses.
很多人在这个里面的都拥有房子。
Most of the people here own cars.
很多人都拥有车。
You probably own a television.
你可能拥有。
You've probably eaten at least one meal today, if not two.
你可能今天已经吃了一顿或者是两顿餐。
And many of you may have never gone hungry because you've had a lack of money.
你们中间可能从来没有有人因为缺钱没有钱而挨饿。
And so I would contest this morning,
所以说我今天早上,
that the people who are sitting here,
坐在这里的人,
that Paul is speaking directly to them.
保罗是在直接对你们在讲。
What is your view and your attitude of your money?
你怎么样看待？什么是你的态度对你所用的钱财？
So he gives eight commands.
他给出了8个命令。
First of all,
首先,
he says, charge them not to be haughty.
说嘱咐那些人不要自高。
He says, don't be proud.
不要骄傲，不要自高。
Literally, don't be high-minded. It's easy for a person when they have it all, when they have money, to think highly of themselves. You remember what King Nebuchadnezzar said in Daniel chapter 7?
你记得在尼布甲尼撒在但尼里书的第七章里面讲的什么?
He's standing on the walls of Babylon looking over its greatness.
他站在巴比伦的城墙看到他这个国度的伟大强盛。
He sees walls that are nearly 100 feet high and 20 feet thick.
他的墙有100尺高然后20尺厚。
Walls that are so thick you could have a chariot ride around the top of it.
他的城墙是这么的厚，可以有战车在上面跑。
He can see the hanging gardens of Babylon off in a distance.
他可以看见远处的巴比伦的花园。
And he stands up and he makes himself a god and he says, "Look at the Babylon which I have made for myself."
他让他把自己称为是神，他说：“你看，我亲手建的这个王国。”
And I would contest that we today. We can look at the position that we have in our jobs. We can look at the size of the house that we've bought. We can look at the fanciness of the car. We can see how successful that we are and how we look. We can look at how much money we have in the bank. And we can say, "Look at the life which I have created for myself." And Paul says, "Don't do that." Don't be proud. He then says, "Do not set your hopes on the uncertainty of riches." The New Testament concept of having hope in something.
在新约里面，你倚靠或者是把希望放在什么东西上面？
Is that it is a absolute certainty in the reality of it.
是绝对的，对这个事实有绝对的把握的。
We hope that one day Jesus will return.
我们的把握，我们知道我们的盼望是有一天耶稣会回来。
And we are absolutely certain in the reality of His coming.
我们确实的对这个事实，这个现实，我们是确定的把握。
We hope that one of these days the economy will turn around. And that is, frankly, an uncertain hope.
诚实地讲,
many of us have learned this lesson in the past couple of years.
我们从过去的几年,
we've seen pensions disappear. We've seen 401ks completely collapse. We've seen people trust in special investment advisors. Here in our state, we have Tom Petters. In New York City, they had Bernie Madoff. And people invested money in these people, in these investors. And in their mind, they were certain on the return that they were going to have.
在他们的头脑里面，他们确实的知道他们能从这边得回来。
And they placed their hope on the uncertainty of riches.
他们在倚靠，他们把他们希望放在这个不确定的钱财上面。
And money disappears.
然后钱就没有了。
It simply vanished. It's gone.
就是消失了。
It no longer exists.
不再存在了。
Riches, wealth are an uncertain thing.
钱财财富是不定的。
So we put our hopes in something more real.
我们把我们的希望放在更真实的上面。
And instead of putting our hopes in our dreams, in our future, in our wealth.
不是把我们的希望、我们的梦想放在我们的钱财上面。
The Apostle Paul says that we put our hope in our future on God.
而是我们应该把我们的希望、我们将来的盼望放在神上面。
And he says it's God that richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
他说神厚赐百物给我们享受。
If I am poor,
如果我贫穷,
it is because of God.
是因为神。
If I am rich,
如果我富足的话,
it is because of God.
也是因为神。
If I'm somewhere in the middle,
如果我在贫穷和富足之间的话,
it is because of God.
也是因为神.
All that I have in this life has been given to me by the goodness and the grace and the mercy of God.
我这一生里面, 我所有的这一切, 都是因为这位神的良善, 他给我的.
And he says that God richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
他说神后赐丰丰富富地赐给我们各样的东西.
The reason that you have a job,
你有一份工作的原因,
is that God has provided for you a job.
是因为神给了你这份工作.
The reason that you have an education,
你有受过很好的教育的原因,
is because God has provided you with an education.
是因为神给了你受教育的机会.
The reason that you have a roof over your head,
你头顶上有房屋可以遮蔽你是因为神给了你,
is because God has provided you with the roof over your head.
是因为神把这个房屋顶安在你的头上.
And what is our attitude towards these things?
我们对这些东西, 我们的态度应该是什么样?
He's provided them to us for enjoyment.
他给我们是让我们能够享受这些.
If you give a child a present,
如果你给一个小孩子一件礼物,
say you buy your young son a set of Legos.
给你的小孩子, 小男孩一个 Lego.
And you say to your son, your son looks at you and says, "Wow, mom, thanks for the Legos."
你的儿子跟你说, 哇, 谢谢你妈妈, 感谢你给我这个 Lego set, 这个积木.
But I don't really want the Legos.
但是我并不真正想要这个 Lego.
I just want to spend time with you, mom.
但我只是想跟你多一起.
Is your child going to say that?
你的孩子会这样跟你讲吗?
No.
孩子不会这样跟你讲.
What's he going to do?
他会做什么呢?
He's going to give you a hug. Thank you for the Legos.
他就会抱你一下, 然后感谢你给他这个 Lego.
He's going to take the box and run to his room.
他就拿着这个盒子, 跑到他的房间里面.
He's going to tear it open and he's going to have the most fun time trying to put the thing together.
然后他会把那个盒子撕开, 然后又非常开心地把这个积木搭起来.
And you've given that gift to your child not because you expect anything back.
你给你孩子好的东西, 并不是你期望你能得到什么回报的.
But you've given the gift to your child because you love your child and you want your child to have some enjoyment in his life.
你给你的孩子礼物, 就是想让他能够享受, 能够开心.
And God is the same way.
神也是同样的这样.
Everything you have in your life,
你在生命当中你所拥有的一切,
the clothes that you are wearing,
你所穿的衣服,
the food that you ate,
你吃的食物,
is given to you by God.
是神给你的.
Number four.
第四点.
He says that they are to do good.
他说他们应该行善.
In other words, they are to do good with your wealth.
你们应该用你们的财富来行善.
And so, as we've already seen, the first necessity is to give and to provide for the needs of the church.
我们看到首先的第一个必须的就是说要供应教会所需要的.
There are needs to give to reputable charitable Christian organizations.
也有需要就是给那些有好的声望的基督的教的一些慈善机构.
There are needs to give to missions for the propagation of the gospel around the world.
然后也有需要给那些 传福音的在全世界广传福音的这些机构.
And too often in our lives we view our giving to church as some kind of obligation that we have to do. We give because it's our duty.
很多时候我们看我们在教会里的奉献, 我们觉得是我们的一个责任, 我们一个必须要做的, 我们好像是一个命令一样的.
I want the men in here to maybe sometime try an experiment.
我想这里的人, 我们想做一个实验.
Sometime on the way home from work,
你再从班上下了班回来,
stop at Cub Foods and buy your wife a dozen red roses.
你在Cup Food停下来给你的妻子买一打玫瑰花.
Come home to your wife holding the roses and maybe a box of chocolates.
回到家里面你拿着这束玫瑰花, 或者再加上一盒巧克力.
And don't wait for her birthday. Don't wait for Valentine's Day. Don't wait for your anniversary. Do it just because. And so your wife will ask you, why'd you do it? And you said, well, the Bible commands me to love my wife. And so I looked up on Google, how do I love my wife? And something popped up and said, you should buy her flowers and chocolates.
然后Google就是告诉我,弹出来就告诉我,你应该给她买花,还有买巧克力。
And he says, it's my duty to love you, so I bought this because it's my duty.
是我的责任要爱你,所以说买这些是为了尽这个责任。
And the wife's response to that is going to be?
那你妻子对你的回应应该是可能是什么样的呢?
Take your flowers and your chocolates back.
把你的花和你的巧克力拿回去。
You don't love me out of duty.
你不是因为责任你才爱我。
Take the same situation.
同样的一个情形。
Come home to your wife.
回到家里到你的妻子旁边。
Your wife asks you again, why'd you do it?
你为什么这么做? 你妻子问你。
And you say, honey,
我说亲爱的,
I love you.
我爱你,
and nothing brings me more pleasure than seeing you happy.
然后没有其他任何的事情让我更开心，就是当我看到你开心的时候。
Which response is your wife going to respond a little bit better to?
你想想你的妻子会哪一种态度会回应你会好一些。
Of course, the second one.
肯定是第二种。
Duty is important.
责任是重要的。
But we give because we delight in God Himself. Our giving to church is not necessarily because we have a duty to give to the church. But because we recognize that God is the good giver of all things. And in our love and in our care for God, we give back. We do good works with the wealth that we have. We come alongside of people who have less. As we saw in chapter 5, we come alongside those who are widows within the church.
比如说在第五章我们看到在教会里面那些寡妇们,
we come aside those who are giving their lives to the church for the church's leadership.
我们看到那些在教会里面的这些领导们他们把他们的生命奉献给这个教会在教会里面侍奉。
And out of our delight in and love for God, we give and we provide their needs.
出于我们对神的爱,
so we are to do good.
所以说我们应该行善。
It also says to be rich in good works.
这里也说到在好事上富足。
So it's not only that they're doing good things with their riches.
不仅仅是说他们用他们的财富来行善做好的事情。
But their lives are demonstrating good works.
而是他们的生命来显明了他们的好的行为好事。
It's an easy thing to say that we are caring for people on the other side of the world by writing a check.
更容易的一种情形就是说我们写一张支票给世界其他一些贫穷的地方的人们。
It's another thing to go and to lend a helping hand to those who are in need.
但是很难的是我们去到那边然后把我们的帮助的手伸出来亲自去到那边。
There are some in this church who have exemplified this.
在教会里面有些人他们表明了这一点。
Not only did they help to raise money for the recent earthquakes in China, but they actually went over to help when it was most needed. And that's commendable. That's doing what the Christian is supposed to be doing in their lives. They are being rich in good works.
他们在好事上富足。
Number six.
第六点,
it says they are to be generous.
他们应该要甘心的施舍，要慷慨。
within a budget.
在我们的 budget, 在我们的预算里面,
saving money is good and necessary and helpful.
存钱是好的, 是帮助的, 是一件好的事情。
And it's a wise thing to do to plan for the future.
是一件很有智慧的事情, 为将来来筹算。
But an attitude of giving and an attitude of generosity
但是关于在施舍, 然后在慷慨这方面,
is a Christian value that ought not to be neglected.
是一个基督徒的一个应有的一个价值观, 而不应该被忽视掉。
We've already said so far that God has given us all things.
我们已经看到说神给了我们所有的一切。
And so if God has given us all things,
如果神给了我们所有的,
do you not think that we can't be more generous with the things that we have?
我们不能够因为我们所有的，我们能够更加的慷慨一些。
It's more than just writing a check to the church or to local charitable organizations.
它不仅仅是就是给教会或者本当地的一些慈善机构写一个支票。
It's about giving time.
它是给时间出来。
It's about giving time to serve within the church.
是花时间在教会里面服侍。
It's about giving time to serve people within the community.
是花时间在你的社区里面服务那些人们。
It's about, as Paul displays in other letters,
就像保罗在其他的书信里面讲到的,
in some cases, giving money even unto people's poverty.
给钱甚至是在他们贫穷的时候。
Where the poor are even giving that which they have for the support of the ministry. So they are to be generous. And then the text says that they are ready to share. There are some, especially within a church, that may have real needs.
有些人在这个教会里面可能有一些真正的需要。
There may be some overwhelming medical expenses.
可能有些非常昂贵的药物的花费。
There may be people who have recently lost their jobs.
或者教会里面有人刚刚最近失去了工作。
There may be people whose situation in life has been changed due to injury or the birth of a child.
或者某些人因为他们一些事件的发生，可能是受伤，或者是新有了一个孩子。
There may be those in the church who are widows and orphans. And it is up to those within the church who have financial means to make sure that those who do not have the means will be cared for in the worst of situations.
能够被照顾,
即使在很差的情形下面都能够得到照顾。 And finally,
最后,
he says that they are to store up for themselves eternal treasure.
告诉我们要为自己积存那永恒的根基财富。
We know that Christ in the Sermon on the Mount says the same thing.
我们记得基督耶稣在登山宝训上也说了同样的事情。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么?
Don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth.
不要为自己积存财宝在地上。
Because it can be destroyed by either moth and rust.
因为这些会被毁坏, 可能是被虫蛀或者是被偷走。
Or someone can come in and steal that which you have.
或者有些人可以进来然后把自己的财富积攒财富偷掉。
But if you want real security for your treasure, lay it up in heaven.
如果你真正的想让你的财富有保障稳妥的话，你应该把它攒财富在天上。So
they store up treasure for themselves, as Paul says here, as a good foundation for the future.
所以保罗这里说，为自己积存美好的根基，预备将来。So
that these may take hold of what is really life.
所以他们能够持定啊真正的生命。And
really, this goes back to the two aspects that Paul views.
这里就回到了保罗所看的两方面。If
you are a believer, you have presently eternal life.
如果你是一个信徒的话，你现在就有永生。But
in a very real sense, you are in this life, you struggle with life, you struggle with sin.
但是同时的也非常真实的在这个生命里面，你为自己的这个永生而努力，然后为自己的 罪的挣扎而努力。
And should it be much longer before Christ's return, one day you will die.
就是有一天你会死在基督来到之前。
And so in a real sense,
是一个非常真实的一件事情。
Although you presently have eternal life,
尽管你现在有永生，
eternal life is still something future.
但是永生仍然是一个将来的一个事实。
It is still something that is yet to come.
是一个将来发生的事情。
And part of the Christian life is persevering towards that life which is yet to come.
基督徒的生命就是有一部分，基督徒一部分的生命就是在为持定这个永生而努力。
To recognize that eternal life is something that's coming in the future.
认识到永生是将来来到的一件事情。
And to live in that life here.And now,
然后在现在此时此刻就活出这个生命。
I was taking a walk last week around the neighborhood.
上一周我在我的社区里面在散步。
And down the road from where I live, there's a little store that specializes in selling donuts.
在路上我看到一个卖 donut 的一个小店。
And if you go during the right time of the day,
如果你在一个合适的时间去的话
，you can smell the smell of the donuts a couple of blocks away.
你可以在几个街区外面就闻到这个 donut 的香味。
It's almost like it's an advertising ploy.
都像有点好像在做广告这种感觉。
Because as you're heading towards this store,
当你向那个小店走过去的时候
，the closer you get to it,
你走得越近
，the more fragrant the donuts are.
那个 donut 的香味就越来越强。
The more your mouth begins to water.
然后你可能口水越流越多。
The more your stomach begins to rumble,
然后你的肚子开始咕咕的叫
and you think I could really go for one of those donuts right now.
我现在可以好好的去吃一块
It's still a block away. It's still yet to come in the future.
虽然它是在几个街区以外，尽管还是在将来的一件事情
But I'm going to enjoy all that I can just of the scent of that donut before I even get there.
但是我已经能够享受那个 donut 的香味，在我得到真正吃到那个 donut 以前。
Eternal life is something future.
永生是将来的。
But you can live in it here and now.
但是你可以现在就活在这个永生里面。
You can take hold of eternal life now, here in this present time.
你可以持定这个永生，现在在此时此刻，你就可以持定这个永生，拿住这个永生。
And you can live your life presently as a citizen of heaven.
你可以现在就做成一个天国的国民一样来生活。
And so Paul ends this book by giving a brief warning.
保罗在结束这本书之前，他给了一个简短的给了一个警告。
He says, Timothy, guard that deposit which is entrusted to you.
他说，提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的。
Hang on to that historical Christian faith that I handed down to you.
保守那个我所教给你的基督教的信仰的全部。
Because there are some who have walked away from the faith.
因为已经有人已经偏离了这个正道。
And have fallen into a contradiction of what some seem to say is knowledge.
而是进到那些所谓的那些知识和学问里面。
Or we could say that which is contrary to the teachings of the Word of God.
而事实上，这些学问是跟神的真道是相反的。
And this looks like a number of things in our present-day society.
在我们今天的社会当中，可能有这些方面。
It's secularism.
可能就是世俗的主义。
It's in some cases evolution.
可能在某些情况下是进化论。
It's false religions.
或一些假的宗教。
It's religions that pretend to be a kind of Christianity.
可能是一种表面上看起来装成是像基督教的一些假的宗教。
Whether it's Mormonism or Jehovah's Witness.
可能是摩门教或者是耶和华见证会。
It's those who claim to be Christians who have walked away from the teachings of the Word of God into something different.
这些是自称为是基督教、基督徒的，但是他们离开了、偏离了神的真道。
So Paul warns Timothy.
所以保罗这里警告提摩太。
Hang on to the Christian faith.
你要保守基督教的信仰。
Hang on to the gospel.
保守这个福音。
Because some have walked away from it.
因为有些人已经偏离了它。
Let's close in word of prayer.
我们用祷告来结束。
And now, Father,
天父,
the teachings that you have revealed to us are clear about how we ought to view our wealth.
你教导我们很清楚地教导我们当如何地看待我们的财富。
As believers, we are not to hoard it.
我们作为信徒,
we are not to grab it to ourselves.
我们不要丢着给自己牢牢抓住它们。
We are not to waste it frivolously.
我们也不应该浪费它们。
But instead, we are to use it in recognizing that all of our wealth comes from you.
而是我们应该使用它，我们确确实实的知道我们所领受的一切都是你赐给我们的。
And we pray, Father, that you would give us wisdom to know how to best spend our wealth to bring you the most glory here on this earth.
我们祷告祈求，求父你给我们这样的智慧，让我们知道怎样来使用这些财富，为你的名带来最大的荣耀。
And we pray, Father, that you would make this church a generous church.
我们祈求天父，求你让这个教会成为一个慷慨的教会。
That this church is known not only for the work that it does here in this local community.
这个教会不仅仅是因为他们在这个当地的一些社区里面所做的，能让被人知道。
But that it is a church that is concerned with the propagation of the gospel to the ends of the earth.
而是一个教会关心这个福音的，向全地直到传到地极而努力的一个教会。
We pray this in your Son's precious name.
我们奉你儿子的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.